Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News for this Thursday, August 25th. Coming up, Kate Beaton-Felton will join us to talk about local ordinances against so-called conversion therapy for LGBTQ minors. Kia Vakil will join us to talk national headlines coming up in our 10 o'clock hour. On Friday, State Representative Francesca Hong, media critic Mark Jacob, and Up North News reporter Christina Lorre. And then on Monday, State Senator Jeff Smith of Eau Claire and Kelly Westland running for State Senate in Northwest Wisconsin up in the Ashland area. Brewers lost 12-6. That's all I want to say about it.
It wasn't even like a close 12-6 that then got away from them. It was just a shellacking, and then they gave up a few runs to make it seem like it was more of a go than it was.
It was. It was just a it was so many times we pick on the bats, but this time it was the pitching staff just got nothing done. Had nothing. And needs to fix that quickly before these upcoming six games at home, three against the Cubs and then three against the lowly Pirates. Well, let's do a few minutes of Wiscommon sense here. We're continuing to digest some of the recent primary results here in Wisconsin and elsewhere to see what it tells us about how you're feeling and how you're prepared to act either for or against people who want to lead us in elected office at all levels, local, state, and federal. Now, the lesson from the Tim Michaels win is pretty simple. If you let unlimited money into elections, people with money but no experience can overcome people with experience but less money. Having a big checkbook is also how Ron Johnson scared off everyone in 2010. And then it helps if you take that big checkbook and you appeal to some of the darker feelings that some people harbor about so-called other people. And we'll talk more about some of those other people this hour. The lesson being talked about nationally is whether Democrats and progressives are ready to find that sweet spot where they're not talking like a policy nerd all day, but also not coming in hot and playing right into the worst stereotypes that Republicans spread about progressives. This election needs to be more about the rights and the freedoms of every individual voter. The right to control your own body, the freedom to vote and to have your vote count, the right to be free from gun violence, and the freedom that comes with an economy that isn't stacked against you. And looking back at these primaries, few people bundled all of that together as successfully, as succinctly as Pat Ryan, a Democrat who won a special election to Congress this week in New York State. Now, I'm sure you're thinking this is, you know, it's New York State. It's got to be a blue district, right? No, you know, no big deal. No, it is actually one of the more purple districts in the country. National Public Radio, of all places, called it one of the swingiest districts in the country, much like the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin. So it's worth looking at. This district in New York was won by President Obama in 2012. It was won by Donald Trump in 2016. It was won by President Biden in 2020. And Pat Ryan won it, but by just 2 points this week. So on NPR, he basically summed up what he thought was a successful message. And let's hear some of his victory speech.
Not in this race because the foundations of our democracy were and remain under direct threat. And that is deadly serious. And in the face of those threats, we took clear, strong stances to stand up for fundamental rights and freedoms for people in this community, in this district, and in this country. When the Supreme Court ripped away reproductive freedoms, access to abortion rights, we said, this is not what America stands for. As more and more kids are getting gunned down by the same weapons I carried in combat, we said, this is not what America stands for.
So his Republican opponent made the race about inflation and crime. Sound familiar? And as the National Public Radio report makes clear, you know, Republicans need to net just 5 seats to take back the House. Democrats have had a problem with setting expectations that they can lasso the moon and then disappoint their base when they only make it to outer space, even though that's still a pretty good accomplishment, as seen in the Inflation Reduction Act. So the abortion rights issue has given Democrats a real shot at keeping Republican margins down, but they have to embrace that message, these themes of freedom and about their rights, and restoring faith in elected officials that will work for them and not work for themselves. The far right wants you to feel negative about government, negative about trust in civic leaders, negative about voting. It only helps in their ongoing effort to do as little as possible for their voters and do more for a powerful few. So to help restore that optimism, you have to show you're going to fight for their rights and freedoms. It doesn't mean there aren't messages to be shared about your opponents to the degree that they touch on those themes. Like in the third, there are definitely messages to be shared about Derek Van Orden. They need to be shared because polling indicates he's getting away with this message where he looks just like a guy next door sitting on his motorcycle with a flag hanging in his garage. And he says he's going to be different, but yeah, in a way that's going to be different that affects your rights and freedoms. So that message needs to be succinct and it needs to be brought right to the voter about their rights and their freedoms. Kate Beaton Felton joins us next. You're up north.
Don't know that true love, but cold.